The Rattrap Summary Class 12th English, presented by StudyCBSENotes.com. Theme: the story is about an old disheartened peddler who is taken in and shown generosity by a young woman. Her generosity and kindness change his bitter attitude towards life. The peddler is a man who has fallen upon misfortune and now resorts to selling rat traps, begging, and thievery. He is very pessimistic about the world around him and sees the world as merely a rat trap. He believes that society tempts us with riches and fine things, and when we accept, we are caught in the trap and are left with nothing. The story conveys a universal message that the essential goodness in a human being can be awakened through love, respect, kindness and understanding. It highlights the human predicament. Material benefits are the traps that most human beings are prone to fall into. Human beings do have a tendency to redeem themselves from dishonest ways, as does the peddler at the end of the story. Setting: this story is set amidst the mines of Sweden, rich in iron ore, which figure large in the history of that country. The story is told somewhat in the manner of a fairy tale. Characters: a peddler with rat traps, an old man, a crofter master smith in the Ramsjoe iron mill in Sweden, helpers in the mill, blacksmiths iron mill owner Edla Wilmanson, daughter of the iron mill owner. Summary in detail: a rat trap peddler went around selling small rat traps. His clothes were in rags, his cheeks were hollow, he had the look of a starved man. He made wire traps. He begged the material from stores and big farms. Sometimes he resorted to begging and a little stealing to survive. The world had never been kind to him. He had no home, no shelter. The peddler led a lonely life. One day, while he was thinking about his rat traps, an idea struck him. He thought that the world itself was a rat trap. As soon as anybody touched it, the trap closed on them. He was amused to think of some people who were already trapped, and some others who were trying to reach the bait in the trap. It was a cold evening in December. He reached a cottage on the roadside. He knocked at the door and asked for a night's shelter. The owner of the cottage was a lonely old crofter. He wanted someone to talk to. He welcomed the peddler. He gave the peddler hot porridge to eat, and tobacco to smoke. Then they played cards. The crofter was generous as well as trustful. He told the peddler that he had a cow and sold him milk to a creamery. He also told him that he received 30 kroners as payment the previous month. Then he took down a pouch and showed him the money. Then he put the money back in the pouch and hung it on a nail in the window frame. Next morning the peddler left. The crofter locked his cottage and went away. The peddler came back to the cottage. He had been tempted to steal the money that hung like a bait in the window frame. He smashed the pane and stole the money. Now he thought it was not safe to walk along the public highway, so he went into the woods. There he walked and walked but could not get out. He moved in circles. He was tired. He looked upon the forest as a rat trap in which he was caught. He thought his end was near. He laid down to die. After a while he heard regular thumping of a hammer strokes. He knew the sound was coming from Ramsjoe Ironworks. He stood up and walked in the direction of the sound. He opened the gate of the ironworks and went into the forge. The owner came on his nightly rounds and noticed the ragged wretch near the furnace. The iron master looked intently at the peddler's face. He felt sure that the peddler was one of his old regimental comrades, Captain Von Stable, who had fallen on evil days. He invited the peddler to go home with him for Christmas, but the peddler was alarmed. He thought it was risky for him to accept the offer. He firmly declined it. The iron master went home. The iron master sent his daughter Edla to persuade the peddler to come home. She spoke gently to him. The peddler felt confidence in her and agreed to go with her. On the way he was sorry to have stolen the crofter's money that had put him in a trap. The iron master was happy to have his old regimental comrade under his roof. He planned to feed him well and give him some respectable work. The servant cut the peddler's hair, shaved him and bathed him. The peddler appeared wearing one of the iron master's fine suits. But when the iron master looked at him in daylight, he felt that he had made a mistake. The peddler was not Captain Von Stable. He thought that the man had deceived him. He even thought of handing him to the sheriff. The peddler said that he had not pretended to be what he was not. He had not been willing to go to the iron master's house. Even then he was willing to put on his rags and leave. He also told the iron master that the world was a rat trap, and he himself might one day be tempted by a big bait and get caught in the trap. The iron master told him to leave at once. Edla did not like her father's asking the poor peddler to leave. She thought it was unfair to turn away the man whom they had invited. She wanted to have the joy of entertaining a homeless wanderer on Christmas Eve. She stopped the peddler and her father agreed to it. Edla served food to the peddler. He was given Christmas presents which he thankfully received. Edla told him that her father's suit that the peddler was wearing was also a Christmas present. She assured him that he would be welcomed again if he liked to spend the next Christmas Eve with them. Next morning the iron master and his daughter went to church. There they learned that the peddler was a thief. He had robbed the crofter. The iron master was sure that the peddler must have made away with their silver. Edla was dejected. But when they reached home they learned that the peddler had left, but he had taken away nothing. On the other hand he had left a Christmas present for Edla. Edla opened the present. It was a tiny rat trap. Edla was happy to see that the peddler had left the crofter's money behind. There was a letter also. It was addressed to Edla. He thanked her for her kindness. He wanted to repay her kindness. So he had left the crofter's money and had requested her to return it to the crofter. He said he had been raised a captain. That was why he could come out of the rat trap in which he had been caught. He signed the letter Captain Von Stable. Gist of the lesson: the peddler was a vagabond who sold rat traps with a little thievery on the side to make both ends meet, had no worldly possession to call his own, not even a name. It amused him to think of the world as a rat trap. Takes shelter at a crofter's cottage. The crofter welcomed him, gave him dinner, shared his pipe, played Ramjalis with him, also confided in him about his income and showed him where he put it. Next morning, the peddler steals the money and takes the back roads to keep away from people and gets lost in the jungle at night. While he wanders in the forest, he realizes that he has also got caught in the rat trap and that the money was the bait. Finally reaches Ramjoe Ironworks, where he takes shelter for the night. The blacksmith and his assistant ignore him, but the master mistakes him to be an old acquaintance and invites him home. Though the peddler does not correct the iron master, hoping to get some money out of him, he declines his invitation. The iron master then sends his daughter, who persuades him to go home with her. She notices his uncouth appearance and thinks that either he has stolen something or he has escaped from jail. The peddler is scrubbed, bathed, given a haircut, a shave and a suit of old clothes of the iron master. In the morning light, the iron master realizes he is mistaken and that he is not the captain. He wants to call the sheriff. The peddler is agitated and breaks out that the world is rat trap and he too is sure to be caught in it. The iron master is amused but orders him out. The compassionate Edla convinces her father that he should spend the Christmas day with him. The peddler spends the whole of Christmas Eve eating and sleeping. The next day at church, Edla and her father come to know that the peddler is a thief who stole 30 kroners from the poor crofter. Back home, they found a letter addressed to Edla, signed as Captain Von Stahl, and a rat trap as a gift from the crofter. In the rat trap were the 3 10-kroner notes of the crofter.